there's still so much to see.
You make me come alive. I never felt so free.
Welcome to Explore Lake Murray Country, your guide to come alive in the jewel of South Carolina. I'm your host, Kelly Hughes, and I'm very excited to be a part of this new and improved podcast. We're here in Columbia, South Carolina, ready to share our love of this destination with you. If you don't know about Capital City Lake Murray Country, do not worry, because our guest today is the ultimate resource for this region. I welcome Miriam Atria, the president and CEO of Capital City Lake Murray Country Regional Tourism Board.
Well, hello, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm good, Miriam. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
I'm really happy to have you here, even though I see you on a daily basis. So I thought we'd just dive right in, pun intended. Can you tell us about yourself and your history with this destination?
Well, you got all afternoon, but we'll try to abbreviate the version here. I've been with the organization since 1983 and came to the organization with a very strong marketing background, sales, and no college education, about a year's worth, basically. But I had the opportunity at a young age to, I guess you would call Miriam street smart, because I had to go to work early in life at 19, and I was trained by some of the best professionals in the United States, from having the opportunity to work for a Wall Street company in their marketing and communications department, and actually being taken to New York and trained right there on Wall Street on selling and communications, how to get your message across, how to really make someone take the bait, buy the product, and et cetera. So then I moved on to South Carolina and became the marketing and communications director for Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina, and was thrown into having to train Salesforce. How do you take a 10% rate increase to your employer with 500 employees and make them smile at the same time and sign on that dotted line? So a long background, mirrored background of marketing and communications. So like I said, I joined the staff. I was the first employee back in 1983, and the organization was formed in 1981.
Yeah, I'm sure your move to South Carolina, that must have been different.
It was exciting, actually. I had worked in downtown Charlotte for many years, too. It was getting very, very busy in Charlotte. Now that I look back on that, gosh, you know, that was 45 some years ago. Can you imagine how busy it is now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you say that. What has been the biggest change that you've seen at the DMO since you started working here?
Well, being the first employee, and now we're at knocking on 9 employees, that's kind of a big change. Mm. When I walked into the office after they employed me, I was employed by a board of directors. And so I did not go to a place where the office was located to be interviewed. And so when I walked in that office and all there was a table and a 4-drawer filing cabinet full of leads and letters of people wanting to come to this region, get started, lady. It was quite an eye-opening experience. But the first thing I said to them, we've got to make a change. We're here to sell a destination, and we can't do it from this. We need a visitor center. Yeah. So from day one, that was a goal.
Now, that visitor center, what it is today is actually a historic house, and we work out of it. Can you tell us about how that visitor center specifically came to be?
Well, it was a sales story in itself. We were blessed. An employee lived in that 1840s home in Lexington County, and she came into work one day in tears, saying her mother was selling the property and it was going to be commercially sold and the house would be bulldozed. And anyone would cry when you hear your home's going to be bulldozed. But when she told me, no, you don't understand, this home is very historic. When General Sherman marched on Columbia, the troops stayed on this farm in this house. They barbecued a pig in the fireplace, raked the coals out, and wanted to set the building on fire. The owners of the farm came in and saved the house. At the time, it was the oldest residing residence in Lexington County. So her mother donated the house to us, and I laughingly told her, get your mom to donate the house. We'll move it. And that happened. What an ambience for welcoming visitors into the capital city, Lake Murray Country region, to be able to show them our Southern hospitality through this beautiful historical home.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful home. It's a great place to work in. It's very different. And it's so amazing when people come in and they're just astonished and have so many questions. It's such a perk of being there. But I want to backtrack just a little bit. So I said DMO when I asked you that second question. For our listeners who don't know what a DMO is, can you explain what a destination marketing organization is?
A destination marketing organization markets that destination to potential visitors. We are telling the stories, sharing our beautiful region and the things to do and the places to go, the things to see, et cetera, and the beautiful experience of coming to our four-county region, which is Richland, Lexington, Newberry, and Saluda counties. That's the area our destination marketing organization markets across the world.
Wow. And why has Capital City Lake Murray Country been so successful as a tourist destination?
Well, you can be real successful when you have a great product, right? And we believe this region is so blessed in the diversity of our product. From the fact that we have three rivers with well over close to 100 miles of shoreline of river waterway, and then 650 miles of shoreline at beautiful Lake Murray. That is a overnight stay destination. That is a place that draws people. Water attracts. So we came out of the gate early on with that philosophy. Water attracts, and water is strong in this region. And there's so much outdoor recreation that ties to this region.
Do you have a favorite outdoor recreation activity?
I have many favorite outdoor recreation activities. But, you know, Lake Murray and our rivers, we have from kayaking, canoeing, tubing. Then you can get on the bigger water at Lake Murray itself. Beautiful sunset cruises on your pontoon boat with your family, loaded up with a picnic dinner. Sailing. Sailing is very big on Lake Murray. We've actually helped train the Russian sailing team. Back when the Olympics were held in Atlanta, they were living on Lake Murray for 1 month and loving it.
So what have been some of your favorite parts of working for the destination so far?
Well, I think it's in meeting the people and being able to just sell the experience of what we do have to offer to visitors. You know, we sell happiness. And, you know, to take a family through our destination in a conversation of all you've got, you see a family, a little boy, and then maybe a teenage girl, and you can just open up to them about, you know, Dad, you can come and we can get you on the lake. You can take your son fishing, and Mom and the young girl, we've got lots of girlfriend getaways, mom and kids getaways. So there's so much we can tell families and communicate those stories to them so that we can entice them to book a room here.
Absolutely. And you've given a lot of bits and pieces just now in our conversation so far about what you can expect at Lake Murray Country. But could you give us maybe a high-level overview of what to expect when visiting our region?
Well, first of all, we would want you to stop by the Regional Visitor Center, and we are located at the Lake Murray Dam on Highway 6. But, you know, Columbia, South Carolina is the capital city of South Carolina. We, as I said earlier, promote a four-county area, but downtown Columbia is on the move. We have great leadership in Columbia. It is a growing and bustling metropolitan city with numerous attractions, restaurants. Our food scene in Columbia has exploded. And of course, we have so much to offer with our arts and the parks. We have our Coger Arts Center, and many, many concerts are hosted out over at the Colonial Life Arena, as well as, you know, we even have Broadway shows over at the Coger Arts Center. The baseball scene in Columbia, and of course, football scene in Columbia is strong. From the baseball perspective, we have the new Segra Park, and of course, the University of South Carolina Fighting Gamecocks are located right here in the center of our city, and lots of fun weekends and lots of visitors come out to enjoy those games. I had mentioned that, you know, Columbia is exploding, and part of that is just across the Gervais Street Bridge, Kelly, is West Columbia and Casey. And they are on fire as well. They are growing. Savage Craft, Steel Hands, WECO breweries. Some of them have an upstairs rooftop bar. Some of them have areas that have an outdoor dining experience with a stage, and they have performing acts. A lot of that's going on. New restaurants are exploding all over West Columbia, Casey, and Columbia. The Black Rooster, Terra's, and, of course, one of my favorites, Al's Upstairs. And all of these kind of offer a view of downtown Columbia and the river as well. And just headed north up 26, you have Newberry. A lot of families love small towns. And Newberry has done a phenomenal job in establishing an anchor in that Opera House and the new town square that they put in. The Opera House, a lot of people go, well, I don't like opera. No, the Opera House has a long variety, a huge variety, of performing acts. You can have anything from a Broadway show, a pianist like Jim Beckman, or you could have the Vienna Choir Boys at Christmas. You could have a comedian, country music, beach music. It goes on and on and on at the Opera House. And they have a town square that has been upkept and designed at Christmas to every Friday afternoon and evening. It's snowing there to bring the family out to see all the beautiful Christmas trees right on the town square. The restaurants, again, in Newberry have stepped up. There's Figaro's Dining Room. There's Figaro's Bar and Figaro's Market. I love the experience of going in Figaro's Market. It makes you feel like you're coming out of your apartment in New York City. And you're going into the market and getting your flowers, some good wine, some good cheese, desserts, and headed home for dinner that night. Very unique things that Newberry is doing. So just we encourage any of our visitors when they're coming through town to make sure they stop through Newberry as well. Then we have to jump across to Lexington County. Lexington County, of course, has the most shoreline around Lake Murray. But, you know, we can't stay on the lake 24 hours a day. We have to come off that lake and go out for dinner and enjoy dinner. And if you go to Lexington on their main street, you could have a wide selection of foods. Kelly, you can go from Italian food at Aladia's to private property specialty seafood dishes to the Bodie Thai Dining Room, or go over to Keg Cowboys. Check out the O'Hara's Public House there. They have an awesome pub. Very awesome dishes. Mm. And just right, all of that is within two blocks. Lexington's also done a great job, I think, in bringing visitors into that Main Street district with their Ice House Amphitheater. And they, too, just as Newberry does, they have a lot of performing acts. And, again, the wide variety of music. I believe most of their events are held on Thursdays or Friday nights. Great amphitheater. They've done a beautiful job. So, again, our region is developing and growing. A fact a lot of people don't know about is one of the best award-winning chefs we have is located in one of our other counties, Saluda County. Saluda County has several small little communities, and one of them is Ridge Spring. And it's in Ridge Spring is Junipers. And Brandon Bailey, their chef, is amazing. He has won so many. He has performed at the James Beard House in New York. He has been the South Carolina Ambassador Chef. He has done many, many, many things to showcase his chef abilities. Also in Ridge Springs is one of the most famous pecan pie places ever, the Peanut House. And I make sure I make my trip over there every year for Thanksgiving because I do not like making pecan pie. So I go over there and do my pre-orders early on and encourage everyone else to do that as well. But the Peanut House will ship pies all over the United States. And they do that. Great little small community. There again, bringing a family into a small community. That's just a blink of an eye of what we have to offer.
I was about to say, if anyone didn't write that down, I recommend that you do, because that was basically an itinerary of getting everything done in these four counties. And Miriam knows all. So I want to switch gears just a little bit. We're going to go back to the lake, even though I love what you said. You can't be on the lake 24/7. But I want to talk about fishing and how that has interwoven into our destination. And what work did you put in to Lake Murray to make it so popular for fishing?
Well, remember what I said early in the conversation about water attracts. And when I came in, I just traveled around our state and was very observant because at that time, Santee Cooper Lakes were doing a lot, getting a lot of publicity and fishing. And I'm going, hey, wait a minute, we can do this. And so I made contacts with the biggest and the best. That's one of the goals and missions in our organization is we go for the goal. And we go to bring an event that will have a significant impact on a community. A lot of people say, well, why do you want to bring fishing tournaments to Lake Murray? Well, it's a great marketing tool, number one. It helps us if we bring the right events that offer the correct amount of publicity through perhaps television, partnering with them in their ad program, in their magazines that are distributed all over the United States. It's a great way to connect with the fishermen. It's a great way to spread our message economically. But in the very end, it's also a great way to fill our hotels, our restaurants, and all kinds of businesses that touch the fishing and the lake industry, from marinas to tackle shops, even, you know, Sportsman's Warehouse. Think about all the businesses that fishing touches. So we went out and started a relationship with Bassmaster, started a relationship at the time with the FLW Tour, which stood for Forrest Wood. He was the creator of the Ranger bass boat, the most popular bass boat ever made. And we started having their finale events. We didn't want the qualifying events so much as we wanted the finale events. Since I've been on board 40-some years, we have probably brought in close now to 60 major fishing tournament events.
Wow.
And with those, most of them have offered a television mechanism. So we implant in their television show where they're filming this tournament out there on Lake Murray, we implant our tourism ad, and that show airs on Fox Sports, NBC Sports, CBS Sports, the Outdoor Channel. List is very long. So we learned through luring tournaments that we got all the boxes checked that we wanted to deliver for the region. Again, they can't fish all day. They're going to go to the restaurants. They're going to bring their families. Actually, on one of the events, we even conjured up a hurricane. We turned a one-week event into 2 weeks. The Forestwood Cup, I believe it was held in 2017. They came for a week, and we rented the Colonial Life Arena, and we filled it. That event brought in 68,000+ people. And they were to leave because they were introducing fantasy fishing. Fantasy fishing was a contest where you weren't a fisherman. You were following the fishermen just as you follow the football players.
Wow.
And you predict who's going to win, right? And so they gave away $1 million on stage cash to a non-fishing person. But that portion of that event, the fantasy fishing announcement, was supposed to take place in downtown Atlanta. They were going to pick up the stage from the Colonial Life Arena and head to Atlanta to make this announcement. Meanwhile, a little hurricane pops up, and its pathway is Atlanta. So the president and the company says, we've got a problem, folks. We've got to pack the stage up and go to Atlanta, and they may be evacuating Atlanta.
Mm.
I said, well, why do you need to move your stage? Keep it here. Well, what did that do? It turned a one-week event into 2 weeks. And we had people, there were 25 contestants that came through fantasy fishing, and their families flew in from all over the United States, along with all the work crew that came along with that tournament that brought in 6 tractor-trailer rigs.
Wow. How did you get them to leave? I wouldn't have left. I would have booed them out. Well, that's awesome. And fishing is really important to our destination. And especially with my time with the DMO, our senior VP of events, Vicki Davis, she is always talking about fishing events. She's always on the phone, getting something started, bringing new things to the table. We actually recently announced some new fishing tournaments that are coming our way in 2024, which is really exciting. But something else I want to talk about that's coming in 2024 is our brand new event coming in June, and I'd love for you to talk about it.
The Southeastern Barbecue Showdown. Oof. We are going to be having this event over at Segra Park, June 14th and 15th of 2024. And this is the first food sport event to take place in a sports arena. The two-day event will feature South Carolina's barbecue on Friday night from a chicken wing perspective. Then on Saturday, we'll have 30 professional chefs from across the world come and have a cook-off with beef, pork, brisket, and various kinds of barbecue meat. The public will be able to take samples of the barbecue. A winner will be declared. Each night, we'll have the chicken wing winner Friday night, and on Saturday night, we'll have the main winner of the Southeast Barbecue Showdown. We also will have a large entertainment factor that goes on both days. On Friday night, it's going to be a shag, one of the top bands in South Carolina. And on Saturday, it's going to be a Class A country music star that will be on stage to entertain us. And, you know, we can't do an event out at Lake Murray without fireworks, so we are going to even throw in a firework finale at the end of the event for the celebration. So when we named it the Southeastern Barbecue Showdown, we're not saying that we're bringing all the Southeastern chefs. The Southeastern region of our country is hosting this event.
Mm. Segra Park is a beautiful destination. And for anyone who doesn't know, it is the home base of the Columbia Fireflies minor league baseball team. And so far, as I've heard, they've been a pleasure to work with. And if you have never been to a Fireflies game, I highly recommend it. It is such a blast. And it is actually a huge thing for locals and people in the community mm-hmm. to come out and really celebrate this minor league team that we have right in downtown. Mm-hmm. I want to switch gears again. I want to talk about our theme song and our commercial. Our song is called Come Alive, and that's part of this podcast, Come Alive in the Jewel of South Carolina. I want you to tell me more about that theme song, the commercial, and how that all came to be and what it means to us.
Well, we have over the years worked with a lot of marketing folks and production folks, video production, making commercial TV commercials. But we stumbled on a young man from Atlanta, Georgia, and his family has been in marketing and advertising for years, the Pringle family out of Atlanta. And this young man is so talented. He can impersonate anybody, first of all. But his music ability is just phenomenal. And we were having a conversation. He came to film the region, the four counties, all the attractions and things to do for a television ad. And I said, we need a jingle. We need a song that when people hear that, they'll think of our region. And I would love something that is just repetitive, that, you know, it really gets you going when it gets in your brain and you cannot, you know, you just walk out of the building and you keep on singing it. So Come Alive is, there's so much to see, there's so much to do, and you will come alive in Lake Murray country. Todd Pringle composed, wrote, and produced the song. And we've been using that for our radio ads, for television ads now for, gosh, well over 15 years. And we use it as a jingle within our telephone system, if you're on hold, et cetera. Greetings every time anyone's walking in the visitor center. So it's been very successful. And in fact, the ad and the jingle won an award recently.
Yes.
We won a communicator award for the video production of the television ad.
It's practically an Oscar.
It is. It's a nice statue that sits there in our visitor center. We would love for people to come and share in our excitement and see it.
It's gorgeous. And piggybacking off of that, I want to talk about the slogan, the Jewel of South Carolina. Now, I personally don't know the history of this slogan, so I'd love to hear more.
Well, that's it. You know, everybody has to do a brand and the slogans. And, you know, we spend, I know organizations that have spent close to millions of dollars to come up with a slogan. And early on, you know, you think of our region, I've sat in on many slogan development processes and always heard, how do you describe this region in colors? And the colors are blue and green. And the reason they're blue and green is because Columbia is known, and this area is known for lush green trees, and we are waters region, which is blue. So you start to think about those colors, and you start to think about what, you know, mimics colors. And then I was listening to one of our governors. I believe it might have been Riley, Governor Riley, years ago. He did this. He said, he was talking about Lake Murray one day in one of his tourism speeches, and he referred to it as a gem and a jewel. Then it went long later, and then Beasley came along, and he repeated it. But he said, that is a jewel.
Mm.
And it hit me. I said, that's our slogan. Because it really is, you know, if you took Lake Murray and stretched it out, you'd be in Florida.
Wow.
That's how many miles. 650 miles of shoreline. Think about it. It's a very large body of water. And when you think of tourism, you know, obviously in the capital city, Lake Murray Country region, what draws visitors here? What's going to make you pack your bag and spend the night? We obviously have one of the top 10 zoos in the United States. We obviously have the University of South Carolina that brings in business. Does it bring in leisure? It does from the perspective, I guess, of the football games and the, you know, alumni and et cetera, et cetera. But what other things in this region can bring in people to make them come and spend the night? Spend the night. Spend more than one night. We want them to spend a week, right?
Mm.
And it's Lake Murray.
Yeah, that lake is so special.
It's a top destination.
It's gorgeous.
You know, in fact, 2 years ago, it was named a top southern destination by Forbes magazine.
Yes, that's another slogan or catchphrase that we use very often. Hashtag top southern destination.
And then Food and Travel magazine named us the following year top food and travel destination. And then this past year, we hosted Bassmasters Elite, and after the weigh-in, all these fishermen are coming up going, sign a contract for 10 years. I've never seen so many fish. I could walk across that lake on those fish. You know, it was just constant compliments of our lake. They've never seen anything like it, blah, 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 blah. So Lake Murray was named the number one bass fishing lake in the Southeast and number four in the United States.
I'm not surprised. It's gorgeous. So for you personally, I want to know exactly what you think makes Capital City Lake Murray Country special.
We are hard workers. We're passionate about our destination. We are very outside-the-box thinkers in how we approach marketing our region. And we don't talk about it. We get the job done. Our job is to bring visitors here, sell the destination, and we do that. And we do it very well. We have won the top tourism attraction with that visitor center in the state of South Carolina. We've won the Governor's Cup on Tourism for hosting the Forestwood Cup, which we did host three different times. Each time, again, 68,000, 62,000, and over 70,000. We have won just numerous awards. Not to brag, but I will. I was blown away this year. We had Vicki Davis, our Senior Vice President of Special Events and Funding, did a phenomenal job as we lured the World Bass Fishing Tournament to the United States. First time ever, and it was on Lake Murray. 25 foreign countries, teams from 10 people to 15 people came and spent a month here fishing Lake Murray. And you know, our country can't figure out how to bring everybody together. These guys couldn't speak English. Fishing, bass fishing brought them together, and they didn't have to get a translator. You could see the camaraderie, the unity over bass fishing. Isn't that a special story?
Absolutely.
So we submitted that event to win an award at the South Carolina's Governor's Conference on Tourism. We didn't win the award for that because, meanwhile, someone in our office submitted my name for the top tourism award that's given, the Fred Brinkman Award. And I was the recipient of that award. That was presented in February. There are only 10 people that have ever received that award in the state of South Carolina. So to put Miriam Atria, with a small staff, a small budget, in that category blew me away. In fact, you could see it on my face the day they announced that I was the winner. Very honored distinction, Helen Hill with Explore Charleston, the tourism DMO director down there. She's not a director. Ashby Ward, he is deceased. Loved working with Ashley. He was the president of the Greater Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce. He was also a TV personality. he's one of the first recipients. John Curry from Hilton Head. He was the tourism director at Hilton Head Island. And even the mayor in Greenville, you know, with all that Greenville has done, he was a recipient. And so they're out of the 10, there are 5 that are still living. The last one, Buddy Jennings, he was the former director of the South Carolina Department of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. Actually, Buddy Jennings is the one that helped get Drear Island State Park on Lake Murray.
Wow.
So what an honor, and just thought we'd share that with the audience.
Yeah, and I can agree that all that is very special about our region and our destination marketing organization. Our crew is very tight-knit, but we all work really hard to get people to come here and visit and have a great time and love it as much as we love it. I'm a graduate of the University of South Carolina, so I'm from out of state, from New Jersey. And coming down here, I did not know anything about the region. I did not know anything about Columbia. I base it off of looks. And I think a lot of people, especially up north, do that. And like you said, Columbia and the region, very well known for green trees, blue. I fell in love with the campus. I thought, downtown Columbia is gorgeous. There's so much going on. As far as I know, it's also sprang up a lot in the last 10 years. It's changed a lot, and they're doing great, the city of Columbia. But since I've been exploring the region, I've learned so much, and I thought of a new slogan that we could use for Capital City Lake Murray Country. It's very inspiring what you were saying about all these different countries coming together for this fishing tournament. But also, we all come together for food. And we're tapping into the food competition scene. So you could do food, fishing, and festivals are the three things that bring us together. But it's a great region, and everything about it is very unique. And I think a lot of people overlook the Midlands and our 4 counties, especially because you got Greenville right up there, and you got Charleston right there, 2 beautiful places, 2 very respectable places. And I think we're putting in a lot of work, and a lot of the individuals in this region are putting in the work to put this place on the map. And Lake Murray is officially on the map. It is, people know it. People are coming from all around the country, outside of the country, to come fish on this lake. Mm-hmm. So to wrap things up, I wanted to give you an opportunity that if you were talking to a visitor right now who is thinking of vacationing in the Capital City Lake Murray Country region, what would you say to them?
I would say, be sure to visit us at lakemurraycountry.com. We have some planned itineraries for your next vacation, and book today.
I could not have said it better myself. Thanks for joining me today, Miriam. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Kelly.
I've learned so much. Yeah, it's been really fun. But that wraps up the first episode of Explore Lake Murray Country. Thank you all for listening. I want you all to follow us at Lake Murray Country on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and follow us on X or Twitter at Lake Murray CTRY. And if you don't know, Lake Murray is LakeMurray. And visit us, like Miriam said, lakemurraycountry.com to start planning your trip now.
Hey! You make me come alive.
I've never felt so free.
Can't get you off my mind. There's still so much to see.
You bring out the best in me. There's still so much to see.
You make me come alive.